Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the weather forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Mostly cloudy this afternoon with a high near 47, breezy with a northeast wind gusting as high as 26 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 30, and on Friday, a 20% chance of showers afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high near 48. And in the news for today, in our continuing coverage of candidates and races in the upcoming midterm elections, which will take place on Tuesday, November the 8th. Today, we wrap up the Wisconsin U.S. Senate election, where incumbent Republican Ron Johnson is being challenged by current Democratic Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. On Tuesday and Wednesday, we focused on the first debate, which took place on Friday, October 7th in Milwaukee. The results of the most current Marquette University poll for the Senate race was released on Wednesday, which shows a wider margin between the candidates than a month ago. Among likely voters, Senator Ron Johnson is supported by 52% and Lieutenant Governor Barnes is the choice of 46%. In September, among likely voters, Johnson received 49% and Barnes 48%. All vote results include undecided voters who lean to a candidate. Barnes had a 15-point lead among independents in August, while Johnson was ahead by 2 points in September. The survey of 801 registered voters was conducted October 3rd through the 9th, and that sample had a margin of error of plus or minus 4.3 percentage points. The Johnson campaign has been massively spending on attack ads on Barnes, suggesting he is soft on crime and supports defunding the police. Many of the video scenes run background footage of rioting, smash-and-grab robberies, and implying that rampant crime is to be blamed on two liberal Democrats. This tactic is typical of the national focus from Republicans that Democrats are responsible for economic distress, high crime, and overemphasis on woke culture. Barnes and supporting Democratic campaign advertising focus on Johnson being supportive of the overturning of Roe v. Wade and the ensuing return to the 1849 archaic state abortion ruling. Marquette's polling found more than 60% of Wisconsin voters opposed the Roe decision. Barnes also rolled out a new ad that attacks Johnson for supporting a 2011 bill that was introduced in the Senate that would have enshrined the right to life upon conception. Republicans spent nearly $22.5 million on ads in September, compared to $16.5 million for Democrats. The Wisconsin Senate race is seen nationally as a pivot point. The balance of power is currently held by Democrats only due to the fact that Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris has the deciding vote in an otherwise 50-50 split. Historically, the midterms play to the success of the sitting president's party. With all the challenges that have faced current Democrat President Joe Biden, with a strong showing on November 8th, Republicans are hoping to come away with majorities in both the House and the Senate. When Johnson ran for re-election in 2016, he vowed that he would not seek a third term, but was convinced he should run again, saying America is in peril. His campaign has gained national attention for comments and actions seen not only as controversial, but also sometimes conspiratorial. This June, the Select Committee to Investigate the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol released text messages from Johnson's former chief of staff showing the senator wanted to hand over a slate of fake electors from Michigan and Wisconsin to former Vice President Mike Pence. Despite Johnson's unorthodox and often unpopular approach to his Senate role and current campaign, the combination of heavy spending on attack ads against Barnes and the current polls showing that independents are trending Johnson, the election at this time may not depend on Johnson's ability to build his numbers, but that a targeted Mandela Barnes campaign may continue to lower the current numbers of the lieutenant governor. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.